digital LEDs pulse and flicker, finally resting on the number 24.
Previously on 24.
I am issuing an executive order imposing a curfew on all civilians in the Los Angeles metropolitan area. This curfew will be effective immediately and will be enforced by the military.
They're talking about this like it's an illegal action.
Don't worry, Mr. President. I'm in control of the situation.
Has it ever occurred to you that he proposed this whole thing to set you up for a fall?
Hell's only motivation is what's best for the country.
There's going to be fallout, and you know it.
You're here to shut this place down, aren't you?
I told you before, the White House...
I know what you told me before. Now tell me the truth.
CTU is being absorbed by Homeland, which means from now on, every operational decision needs to go through me.
There's something for my brother I need to give you personally. I should be there within the hour.
You're coming here?
I know it sounds impulsive, Aaron, but I'd rather see you sooner than later.
I'm hoping there's somewhere we can meet discreetly.
The tires of Wayne Palmer's car are shot out by masked attackers. He loses control and rolls down a bank.
You should have the schematics and the access codes.
Yes, everything we need. We release the Centaux here, and 200,000 people die.
The decryption key is Charlie Alpha 39 Alpha.
It worked. This is what you wanted.
Drop the gun!
I'm with the German Federal Intelligence Service. I've been undercover for the last 6 months, gathering intel on Colette's clientele.
If we don't find Pierco, hundreds of thousands of innocent people will die here today.
Let him go! He's giving us what we want! Put your hands up!
As for the data I sold to Pierco, it's something that I received from a contact at the Department of Defense.
What's his name?
Her name. Audrey Raines.
You were lying to me.
She sold me the information, Mr. Bauer. Apparently she had the price.
The following takes place between 9 p.m. and 10 p.m.
Chloe walks across the CTU operations room. Bill stands talking to Karen Hayes. Audrey sits at her desk.
Chloe, I need you to do something for me right away. Check out Audrey Raines' activities in the last 18 months.
Audrey, why?
I'll explain later. I'm particularly interested in any unusual connection between her and Christopher Henderson or Walt Cummings.
You think she had something to do with their conspiracy?
I don't know what to think. Please do it quickly. Audrey.
Yes?
I'm afraid I have to take you into custody.
What? I don't understand. Am I being arrested?
Detained.
On what grounds?
Colette Stenger's been passing information to Bierko. Information he apparently intends to use in his next attack. She claims she got the information from someone at DOD and she named you as that source.
She's lying. That's impossible.
We already uncovered one mole in the White House today, Audrey. I have no choice.
What kind of information did Stenger say I gave her?
I've told you as much as I can at this point. Prep Ms. Raines for interrogation.
Does Jack know that I'm being detained?
Yes. He sanctioned it.
Truth. Audrey Raines was my contact at the Department of Defense.
You met with her face to face?
Yes.
Good thing you'll be able to recognize her when you see her.
Of course.
She identified Ms. Raines through photographs on the way.
If you were lying to me, I'm gonna make this the worst day of your life. You understand me? Put her in holding.
Colette Stenger is frog marched away. Audrey, pinioned by two guards, is led into an interrogation room and sat at the table. A look of fearful bewilderment passes over her face as she watches the lie detector machine being wheeled in. Bill and Jack debate with Karen Hayes. Pervasian sits watching.
Burke's interrogation method should only be used as a last resort.
This situation warrants a more aggressive approach.
Then do the same thing to Colette Stenger.
Stenger is protected by an immunity agreement. We can't touch her unless the information she's provided turns out to be false. Then we can nullify the agreement.
So we can torture our own people, but we can't touch a criminal. I've known Audrey Raines for years. I trust her implicitly. So does everyone else.
Maybe that's the problem. Bill, we don't have the luxury of time. Intel indicates that an attack is imminent. Within an hour, tens, maybe hundreds of thousands of Americans are at risk, and we just got information that Audrey Raines knows about it. Karen, the decision is yours. But any adverse consequences that result from insufficiently aggressive action taken now will come down hard on you.
What is Agent Burke doing here?
We're talking about authorizing a medical interrogation.
On Audrey?
Yes.
That's ridiculous. I'll handle the interrogation.
I can't allow that.
Karen, I brought this to you. I called it in. You can't pull me off of this now.
Your emotional involvement with Miss Raines is not exactly a secret, Jack.
That has nothing to do with this.
That's right. You always put the work first. You never let your feelings get involved. Is that what happened with Nina Myers?
Jack shoots a look at Bill.
Nina Myers was a mistake. I've never denied that. But she was deep cover for years before I even met her. She fooled a lot of people for a long time, not just me.
Well, maybe Audrey is fooling people too.
You might be right, Karen. But if I were you, I would think twice about who you're willing to invasively interrogate. Audrey Raines is a senior advisor to the Secretary of Defense, James Heller, who happens to be her father. And if you were wrong, he's gonna eat you alive.
Karen swallows hard. Miles Pervasian throws her a worried look.
At least let Jack talk to her for 10 minutes first. She deserves that much.
If she's guilty, she doesn't deserve anything.
That's the point. She hasn't been proven guilty.
After she's been prepped, you can see her for 10 minutes. But at the first sign you're less than objective, you're out.
Pervasian holds Jack's gaze defiantly.
Understood.
Karen Hayes watches skeptically as Jack leaves. 9:06. He walks out into the main room. He stops in front of a monitor screen showing Audrey being wired up for interrogation.
Thanks, Bill. I don't believe Audrey's guilty of anything, Jack.
Neither do I.
The one thing we do know is that Bierko is going to release the Centaux in the city sometime in the next hour. If Audrey knows anything that can help us find him, she needs to tell us now.
Keep an eye on the traffic patrols. Bierko's going to need to move those canisters. He's going to need transportation.
The curfew in place, we might get lucky and pick up a trail.
Yeah.
Jack turns back to the screen. End of part one. Part two. In a dark alleyway, two men are fighting. A police car pulls up.
Break it up! Break it up now! Gentlemen, I said break it up!
Other figures emerge from the shadows and wrestle the two police officers to the floor.
Take their uniforms and weapons. Now we have a police escort to the target. The curfew won't be a problem.
Bierko and Mikhail stride off towards a large black delivery van in the back of which sits the large crate of sinister canisters. Bierko turns and looks back towards the police car before climbing into the back of the van. The van pulls away, followed by the police car with its lights flashing. 9:08.
Chloe, walk with me. You're running the background on Audrey?
Yeah.
What do you got?
You're not gonna like it. I found a connection between Walt Cummings and Audrey.
What kind of a connection?
They dealt with each other a few times. It was the usual stuff between DOD and the White House. But there was something else.
What? Chloe, what?
They both stayed at a place called the River Hotel in Pikesville, Maryland, last April.
So?
So Pikesville isn't exactly a hot spot with top-ranking federal officials. It wasn't a coincidence that they were there on the same night.
Chloe, what are you trying to say?
They didn't just stay in the same hotel. They stayed in the same room.
How could you possibly know that?
Because I emailed photos of them to the manager. He recognized them both. He showed me phone bills, room service receipts. I can show you if you want.
Oh, I'm sorry. I believe you.
Jack puts a hand to his face.
It doesn't mean she was part of their conspiracy, but it doesn't exactly look that good either.
Make copies of everything you got, put it in the folder for me.
I will.
Thanks.
Jack struggles to absorb this shocking information. His attention is drawn to something. He moves forward, staring intently. The monitor screen shows Audrey sitting looking extremely nervous. Jack's eyes register deep torment. 9:14. Audrey stands in the cell, rubbing her temples. Karen Hayes peers from her office window. Chloe works at her screen. A young woman enters and somewhat tentatively approaches Chloe at her desk.
Excuse me? My name's Sherry Rothenberg. I work in Section 5 downstairs.
I know where Section 5 is.
Right. Mr. Buchanan told me to report to Chloe O'Brien. Is that you?
You're gonna have to wait a second.
I'm here to replace Edgar. I understand he died in the attack.
Yes, he did.
Well, if he was a friend of yours, I'm sorry.
Thanks. He worked at Station 6. It's right there. Are you familiar with the Galvalin Matrix Analyzer?
Yes, I am.
Use it to make sure our databases are current. Some of them may have fallen behind in the past couple of hours.
No problem.
Sherry looks towards Edgar's workstation. Beyond it, she catches sight of Miles Pervasian. Seeing her, he looks up sharply. His phone goes and he walks away rather agitatedly to answer it. Sherry's expression seems both guarded and knowing. Audrey waits in the interrogation cell. Jack enters.
Jack.
Sit down. Sit down.
Audrey seems taken aback, but obeys. 9:15.
Have you ever had contact with Colette Stinger?
No.
She says that you provided her with information from the DOD.
I know, Bill told me that's ridiculous. You know it. Jack, you're wasting time that we don't have.
I had to ask CTU so that I could interrogate you. I have a job to do. If I don't do it, Burke will, and I promise you, you do not want to see him walk through that door.
Fine, what kind of information did you say I gave her?
She said you provided her with the structural schematics of Vierko's next target.
What kind of structure?
She didn't know. She just delivered the package.
She claims that I gave her information, yet she can't tell you what that information is, and that's enough to make me a suspect.
Damn it, Audrey! You know what this nerve gas does? They are planning another attack. We will not ignore any leads.
I have nothing to do with these terrorists.
How did Colette Stinger get your name?
I don't know. My father is the Secretary of Defense. I'm an easy target. Maybe she's trying to use him or embarrass him.
Is he involved?
Audrey gazes in disbelief.
Oh, Jack, you know him better than that. You worked with him. He would never do anything outside the law, and neither would I.
The two men that we know are part of the conspiracy are Walt Cummings and Christopher Henderson. Have you had any contact with these men?
Christopher Henderson, I had never heard. I'd never heard of him before today. And, Walt Cummings, I have met a couple times, yes.
Where?
DOD briefings.
That's it?
Yes.
Jack closes his eyes.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure.
Jack turns to Audrey. He tosses her a manila envelope.
Open it.
Jack's harsh stare barely masks his true emotion. Audrey gazes back, seemingly unwilling to open this Pandora's box.
The River Hotel, Pikesville, last April.
Yeah, I'm sorry, we happened to be there at the same time. We may have had a drink or two together.
You weren't having drinks with him, you shared a room with him, you slept with him.
I was still recovering from losing you, Jack. He had just separated from his wife, and I slept with him once, and then I broke it off.
Why'd you break it off?
Jack, please, it's complicated.
Why did you break it off?
Audrey veils her face with both her hands.
Because he wasn't you.
Audrey gazes imploringly at Jack. He scrutinizes her face with stony eyes.
Why did you lie to me when I asked you the first time?
Because I was afraid that you'd think less of me, that you wouldn't be able to forgive me.
Because you slept with someone after you thought I was dead?
Because I slept with someone who turned out to be a traitor, Jack.
A hint of compassion momentarily breaks through Jack's harsh expression. He backs away slightly. Audrey holds her hands to her forehead.
Is that the only time you spent with Cummings?
Yes.
Did he ever talk to you about a terrorist attack? Nerve gas?
No.
Did he ever mention Christopher Henderson?
No.
Tell me the truth!
I am telling you the truth.
You've already lied to me once. You tell me what you know, or I promise you this will become very unpleasant.
I'm telling you right now. Go ahead. Do what you have to do.
Damn it, Audrey! Tell me the truth!
Jack breaks away and addresses the camera.
This is over. You understand? This is over!
If you ask me, she broke him and not the other way around.
Karen.
He didn't push her hard enough and you know it. He's protecting her.
She's innocent.
We have to be certain.
I am certain. Jack is certain.
Well, I'm not.
Karen.
Send Burke in. I have to do this, Bill. I can't waste any more time. And make sure that Jack doesn't interfere.
9:20. Bill looks back at the monitor screen, his face clouding over.
Okay, I'll pass that out. Sherry, that was the agent at Bierko's safe house. The place is empty. Forensics is still looking, but they don't expect to find much. Upload that information onto the subnet.
Oh, right.
Pervasian bustles up to Sherry.
I checked your file. You're not qualified for level 3 work, and that is level 3.
I'm provisionally qualified. It's all in my supplemental file. Go ahead and check it if you want.
All right, Sherry.
She glares. He hastily removes his hand from her arm.
First mistake. I yanked the provisional and you're out of here.
Sherry nervously watches him go.
What's with him?
2 years ago, we both worked in the San Francisco office. It was a sexual harassment thing.
Miles?
It was subtle at first, and then it got really bad. I finally filed a grievance.
What happened?
He got off with a warning. These things are really hard to prove. They said we didn't have enough evidence to go to trial. I can't get into any details. The file is sealed.
Don't worry, I don't need details.
But I guess I better not make any mistakes.
Yeah.
What's going on? Audrey, I'm sorry. This is out of my control. Karen wants to push Audrey a little harder. No, her interrogation is over.
Jack, I'll try to stall her as long as I can.
Jack, I have orders to take Miss Rains to holding for further interrogation.
I don't care about your orders. That's not gonna happen. Get out of my way. Get out of my way.
Jack, don't make this any harder than it is.
Jack is tasered.
Bill,
take her to hold it.
Let go of me. Bill, make them stop. Stop it. Bill. Bill.
Audrey is hauled away. Jack is pinned to the floor as the cuffs are put on. 9:22, end of part two. Part 3, 9:26. Audrey is distraught. Sherry works wide-eyed at her screen. Henderson drives through the night.
Hello.
Mr. Henderson, it's Brennan.
Is Wayne Palmer dead yet?
No.
Explain.
We rolled his car, but he survived and got away. It was sloppy work. We'll make it right.
Well, you damn well better. You know what's at stake.
Yes, sir.
This is Wayne Palmer. At the tone, please leave a message.
Aaron Pierce hangs up in frustration. He moves into a side room where a plainclothes security man stands guard.
Steve, has Wayne Palmer come through a checkpoint within the last half hour?
Yeah, he was cleared through checkpoint 6 30 minutes ago. What, he's not here yet?
No, he's not. I can't reach him on his cell.
If you're worried, I can send out an alert.
No. Actually, he kind of wanted to keep his visit under the radar. I think I'm going to go out there and take a look myself in case he had car trouble or something. Do me a favor and keep this between us, would you?
Yes, sir.
Thanks.
9:28. Jack sits. Bill hands him an ice pack.
Thanks.
You need to calm down, Jack. And remember who's in charge.
Audrey Raines is innocent.
She slept with a known conspirator and lied about it. That doesn't concern you?
She slept with him once and lied about it because she was embarrassed. That hardly makes her part of this conspiracy.
Why did Colette Stenger name her as the source?
She must have gotten Audrey's name from Henderson.
Why would Henderson want to implicate Audrey?
Henderson doesn't want to implicate Audrey. He's coming after me. He's trying to make me lose focus. And he's trying to pull you off target. And he's done it.
But these plans must have been made some time ago when Henderson had every reason to believe that you were going to be killed.
Karen, listen to me. This is what I do for a living. And the first rule of engagement is that you have a contingency plan. And this is his, and it's working. You're getting ready to interrogate Audrey Raines when you should be interrogating Colette Stenger because she still has information that we don't have.
Stenger has immunity. She's being protected by a federal marshal. That's your doing, Jack. You made that deal.
I know. But if I can prove that Colette Stenger is withholding information from us, that act alone negates her deal. I'll be able to start questioning her again. She will give me Henderson. And once I have Henderson, he will lead us to the nerve gas. And that's what we're supposed to be focused on.
What are you suggesting we do, Jack?
Let me and Chloe find proof that Colette Stenger is lying to us. If we don't, you lose nothing. But if we do, we can stop this thing from happening. I promise you. Karen, please.
Karen agonizes. Cherie continues working diligently at her screen. Pervasian approaches and slots a keycard into her system.
Excuse me. These matrix sweeps are partials only. Where's the rest of the data?
I thought matrix data could be sent unfiltered.
It's not protocol.
I thought it was all right in-house.
Only if it's authorized. Who authorized it?
I did. She did it under my authority. I take full responsibility.
Cherie is amazed.
I don't believe you.
Believe what you want?
That would be sloppy, O'Brien. You don't work like that. She told you about my alleged sexual harassment, right? Well, she's lying. Listen.
No, you listen. There are 17 canisters of nerve gas about to be deployed somewhere in Los Angeles, and we're trying to find them. If you interrupt our work one more time, I'll file a complaint with Division. Then you'll see what protocol's all about.
Cherie looks on in awe as Chloe squares up to Pervasian and invades his personal space. He backs away, retrieves his card, and with a backward glance at Chloe, retreats. Cherie, her face set in an expression of naive gratitude, watches Chloe leave. As Chloe resumes her seat, Jack comes down the stairs behind her desk.
Chloe, we need to help Audrey. We don't have much time.
How?
We need to find a connection between Colette Stenger and Henderson.
We found Colette's name on Henderson's computer.
It's not enough. We need proof that they had direct contact, preferably more than once.
Do you think Henderson gave Colette Audrey's name?
I'm sure of it. I want you to use outside agencies, including foreign. Put it on a priority channel.
I'm on it.
9:31, the black van with its bogus police escort pulls up in front of large wire mesh gates. A title reads, Wilshire Gas Company.
We have an important delivery.
There's no delivery scheduled. I'm going to need to call this in.
Mikhail murders the gatekeeper. The rest of the gang set about forcing an entry.
Stay out here and watch the perimeter.
They swing the gates open and Bierko strides in, followed by the delivery van. One of the gang unhooks a set of keys from the gatehouse wall. Bierko's expression smoulders with insane triumph. The terrorists back the van up to a loading bay. A trolley is cleared and brought over. One of the gang unlocks the door. Bierko oversees the crates being hauled out of the van and onto the trolley. He heads through the doorway. The others follow with the canisters. They march along among networks of pipes and beneath stark concrete rafters. Two men in hard hats consult a clipboard.
Very good. We'll finish off over there then.
Who's in charge?
I am.
We need access to the control room. Can you take us there?
What are you guys doing here?
They shoot his colleague.
Can you take us to the control room?
Yeah, it's that way.
Good. Keep cooperating and no more of your friends will die. Do you understand?
Yes.
Mikhail, take the canisters to the main distribution tank. Quickly!
Let's go.
The gang set about obeying Bierko's orders. Bierko continues towards the control room, his arm around the site manager's shoulder in a grotesque parody of camaraderie.
This is it.
The hapless site manager uses a key from his chain to open the control room door. He enters, followed by Bierko and two men with guns drawn. The staff look up in bewilderment from their work.
Sam. What's going on?
Ah, Sam. I'm not an engineer, but I know enough, so you'd be wise not to try to deceive me. What we're doing here is very simple. We're going to release a certain substance so that it flows into your pipelines.
What kind of substance?
That's not your concern. But at the pressure which currently prevails in these pipes, the substance will react chemically with the gas and become inert. So I need the pressure reduced by about 50%.
Sam, don't do it.
The dissenter is unceremoniously murdered.
Do you understand what I want?
You want PSI cut by half?
Exactly. And how long will it take?
It could take an hour.
You don't seem to care very much for your friends, do you, Sam?
No, don't! I might be able to do it in 30 minutes.
You have 15. Better get started.
Birko half smiles as Sam scurries off. 9:38. Sam works feverishly. Burke injects Audrey. Through a dark wood, Aaron Pierce walks cautiously, his pistol at the ready. He fords a small stream. He is held in the sights of a high-powered rifle.
Move! Drop the gun, now!
He complies.
Move away from it. Now get on your knees.
Mr. Palmer. It's Aaron.
Aaron, what are you doing out here?
I was looking for you, sir.
Saw some of the people. Let's go.
They hurry off. Audrey sweats with the pain.
Miss Raines, we know you conspired with Mr. Cummings.
I didn't.
Who else in the White House was involved?
I don't know.
You know, Mrs. Raines.
I don't have any names.
You're going to give me a name.
I swear, I don't know.
We don't have the time, Miss Raines. Give me a name!
I swear, I don't know.
Jack runs through CTU.
Chloe, what have you got?
We found some masked entries in Colette Stenger's cell phone. The decryption program headed...
Come on, Chloe.
Bottom line, Henderson placed 8 cell phone calls to Colette Stenger within the past 3 months.
Where's Colette Stenger now?
Holding room 3.
Bill, we have a connection between Henderson and Colette Stenger. He made 8 calls to her that she didn't tell us about. That voids her agreement. It's off.
That's for the president to sign.
Call the president. You need a rescinding order to question her, Jack.
Get her the back off of Audrey.
9:41.
Get me the president!
Colette Stenger sits brooding in a holding cell. She fiddles with the chains around her wrist. Jack bursts in.
What's your connection with Christopher Henderson?
I have an immunity agreement signed by your president.
She's right. She can't be questioned.
We have proof that she withheld information. Her deal's been rescinded. The order's on its way.
When it gets here, she's all yours.
An innocent woman is being interrogated because of her.
Look, I'm sorry, sir, but you have to go.
Jack deals with the guard and gets his pistol, which he turns on Colette.
We know you lied to us. We know that you did not get the schematics from Audrey Raines. Henderson told you to use her name in case you got in trouble, right?
Colette swallows hard. Jack comes in close.
Try me.
Yes.
Did he tell you why?
No.
He's using you. He wanted you to get inside my head. It worked. And now I'm upset. You have 3 seconds to tell me where the target is, or I will kill you. Where is the target?
A natural gas distribution center.
There are dozens of those in the city. Which one?
I don't know. I swear it. I don't know. I don't.
Colette averts her gaze as Jack brushes her temple with the muzzle of his pistol. He seems unable to bring himself to kill her. She looks up as he leaves. 9:42, Bill arrives.
Jack, what's going on?
Mirko's targeting a natural gas distribution center, but we don't know which one.
Natural gas?
He can use it as a delivery system for the Syntox. He can get it into people's homes. I need you to get Chloe on it. We need to find out which one.
Right. The rescinding order will be here in 15 minutes.
Good. Give it to the marshal. He'll be looking for this, too.
Please, no more. I'm begging you. Please, don't do that. Please. Please, I'm telling you the truth.
You're bringing this on yourself.
Ah, no! Stop it!
This can end
everywhere!
Shut it down now!
Stop!
We'll finish it here. She is innocent. You can confirm it with Buchanan. I said you're finished! Get out!
I don't know.
It's over. I promise you it's over for good.
Oh my God, what's happening? Tell me what's happening.
Henderson set you up to get at me, to throw me off his trail. Come here. I'm so sorry.
They embrace tightly.
Yeah, the only thing that got me through this was that I knew that you would come. I knew you would come.
Jack caresses Audrey's ravaged face. They kiss.
To send someone over from medical to interrogation one to tend to Audrey Raines.
All right.
Thanks.
Audrey strokes Jack's cheek. He clasps her hand. She sheds a tear.
I'll be right back.
Jack goes, leaving her overcome with emotion.
Our satellite covers only 60% of the distribution centers. If our target's not in that grouping, we're out of luck.
Can we redirect any other satellite?
Trying.
Jack approaches.
Did you identify the distribution center that they're going to hit?
Pulling in more satellites. Our analysts tell us once the Syntox hits the main tank, it goes right into the pipes or becomes impossible to stop. From there, it goes straight into people's homes.
How many casualties are we talking about?
The largest center served 90,000 people. We could have twice that many casualties. If our intel is correct, we have 15 minutes.
Okay, I'll prep a team with Curtis. We'll go airborne. We'll be ready as soon as you ID a target.
Sherry looks up.
Mr. Buchanan, there may be a faster way. I was a chem major at Caltech. Most toxins become inert under high pressure. The PSI would have to be lowered before the nerve gas was introduced.
Chloe, can you monitor the pressure levels at the distribution centers?
Yeah, I have citywide readings of them all. Hold on.
Chloe punches keys. On her screen is a map of the local area showing the various gas distribution centers. Most of their pressure measurements are up near normal. One, however, has fallen to 75%.
Wilshire Gas Company. The PSI has dropped to 75% in the past 10 minutes.
I have to assume that's it. I'll tell Jack. Great work, Sherry.
Congratulations.
Thanks. Did you see the way his hand brushed across my shoulder as he walked by?
What?
That was wrong. He shouldn't have done that.
Chloe's eyebrows flick eloquently. 9:46. Aaron Pierce, now clutching the rifle, leads Wayne Palmer back to the wreckage of the latter's car. They scramble up the bank to where is parked a large black SUV. Pierce looks around warily.
What is it?
Get down!
A rocket is launched at the pair. Palmer falls unconscious. Pierce does his best to return the deadly barrage of fire coming from out of the surrounding darkness. Pierce hauls Palmer into the relative safety of the interior of the vehicle. He continues to return fire as he goes around to the driver's side and gets in. The black-clad attackers swarm up the bank. Pierce starts the vehicle and pulls away. The masked men open fire at the retreating rear lights of the SUV. Aaron casts a look in his rearview mirror and then looks over to Wayne Palmer. His head lolls. He does not look in good shape. 9:47, end of part three. Part 4, 9:52. The Centox canisters are lifted from their crates by terrorists in gas masks. A helicopter overflies the gas distribution center. Jack and Curtis are on board.
Chloe, what's the PSI level?
PSI level is down to 57%. Another 7 is all they need to deploy the Centox.
How long will that take?
4, maybe 5 minutes. Jack, the PSI level can only be adjusted from the main control room. It's the large building in the center of the complex, 2 floors down from the roof.
Copy that. Okay, we'll insert here. We'll advance to the control room, locate and secure the canisters.
We're almost there. The noise from the plant should cover our descent.
Mikhail, in his gas mask, kneels beside the canisters inside a circular chamber. He adjusts a tiny aerial on the side of an arming mechanism. He stands. Birko observes what Mikhail is doing via a CCTV monitor. Mikhail addresses the camera.
We're ready.
Good. Get back here.
Now.
Birko turns from the screen to Sam.
How much longer? A few more minutes. I can't lower the pressure any faster without risking a shutdown.
Birko nods. Sam returns to the gauge, which now stands at 55.
Chloe, it's Jack. Do you have any heat signatures?
Yes, but I can only scan from the exterior of the site. There are 2 guards patrolling the perimeter. I've given the pilot an approach vector to keep you from their line of sight.
Jack leans out of the open side door of the helicopter as it begins its descent to the gas distribution plant. One of the terrorists stands guard below. He moves off to investigate something, unaware of the helicopter coming into hover overhead. 9:54.
Maintain this position!
Yes, sir.
Ropes drop from the chopper.
Go!
Jack and half a dozen others slide swiftly down the ropes and take up positions on the roof of the plant.
CTU! The team's away!
They're on the roof. PSI level is down to 54%.
Karen Hayes looks on mutely. Jack's TAC team move down into the building. The red lights on the canisters flash sinisterly. Sam continues to work at the pressure gauge. Birko looks on.
CTU, we're inside.
Jack, Birko will be ready to deploy any minute.
Copy that.
Jack leads the way down into the maze of pipework at the heart of the plant. He signals for the others to drop down as 2 of the terrorists pass by. The terrorists seem to have a hunch something is up. They stop and pull out their guns. Jack nods to Curtis. The 2 terrorists lie dead. Jack signals for the team to move on. They arrive at the control room. Jack and Curtis signal for 2 men to go to the main door.
Silencers off.
As one of the team picks the lock of the rear door, another peers in through the main door to where Birko and the others stand. He gestures to Jack that there are 4 men inside. Jack and the others enter through the rear door. 9:56. They proceed cautiously. One of the terrorists, however, comes round a corner and spots them. He shoots one of the TAC team. Jack takes out one of the terrorists. Sam scrambles under a metal desk. The terrorists return fire. Birko shoots one of the TAC team. He looks at the screen showing the canisters. The pressure gauge drops to 50%. He produces a radio transmitter from his pocket, puts the aerial up and begins to key in a code. He presses a button marked SET. the tops of the canisters begin sliding up. Gas begins to spew out. Bierko looks on triumphantly, then heads off.
He's moving! Cover me!
Jack shoots the last remaining terrorist. As he emerges into the main control room, he looks at the monitor screen and sees the gas escaping from the canisters.
Curtis, Syntox is already in the system. Who's in charge here? You have Syntox nerve gas running through your pipeline. Can you shut down the pumps?
By the time we power down, gas will be in the main tanks and it's out into the city.
Where's the closest pipeline that feeds those tanks?
It'll just out the door to your left. It'll have a red arrow on it.
We need a C4 and a timer, then get these people out of here.
Jack, what are you doing?
In order to deliver the Syntox, it had to mix with natural gas. If we could ignite that gas before it leaves the plant, the Syntox will be incinerated. Bill, this is the last chance we've got to stop this threat.
The gas continues to belch out of the canisters. Jack emerges into the web of pipes. He locates the main, marked with a red arrow. He busies himself with his weapons bag. Bierko, gun in hand, stands looking around him and then runs off among the pipework. Jack breaks off a chunk of what might be plastic explosive.
Syntox has been in the system for 1 minute. You have 60 seconds before it gets out.
Jack clamps a detonator to the pipe. Bierko runs through the plant. Jack sets the timer for 30 seconds.
Charge the bit set.
9:57. Jack runs through the plant, looking around him for a way out.
Curtis, are you clear?
Just about! Keep going!
The timer reaches 10 seconds.
Jack, respond.
2 seconds. One. The charges explode. Jets of burning gas leap from the main. Audrey at CTU looks on in quiet desperation. Jack runs from the plant as fast as he can, barely staying ahead of the bright orange blooms of flame. He is knocked to the ground by a blast. Jack spots Bierko.
Curtis, I got a visual on Bierko.
Jack, you want to time before the main tanks explode?
Right now, he's our only connection to Henderson.
Jack! Bill, he's going in.
Bierko runs through the plant. He makes it to the hijacked police car and opens the door. Jack gets him in his sights.
Bierko!
A major blast blows Bierko against the car. He falls to the ground. Jack runs across to where he lies. Jack hauls Bierko to his feet. The terrorist revives and starts to fight. He gets Jack by the throat against the car. A large tank blows. Jack headbutts Bierko. He grapples the terrorist into the car as a huge blast sends fire and debris showering onto the roof of the vehicle. 10 p.m. The end.